our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic,
how you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah! Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news from over the weekend. Shout out to everybody who came to the tasting. It's Total Wine in Selma, Texas on Friday with Ryan Mills. We greatly appreciate it. Fun events. Gave out a bunch of signed hats and whatnot. And then I believe D'Anthony Holloway and I will be in Frisco next month for a tasting as well. But we'll keep you informed on that. Is there a baseball game around that time?
Yeah.
Where's that at? Is that Rangers?
Arlington.
Oh, shit. Remember we went there. We had a suite there last time and took the company. That was a fun time. How are they doing this year?
They're fine, middle of the pack. I think Seattle's in first place right now, but everybody's close.
Okay. Good for those guys. They won the World Series last year. I keep forgetting about it. If it weren't for Creed, I don't know that I would remember that World Series, and I'm not kidding, by the way. It was a strange one. It's one of those strange years where it just popped up on you and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, those guys. And then Creed. So, yeah, we'll see what happens there. But NFL Draft Show was fun. Shout out to everybody who tuned in for that. And then Dan and I want to thank all you guys for coming out over the weekend to the live show with Dre and DiMatteo. Which day are we airing that? Have we figured that out this week? Bob, what do you think? What you reckon there?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, whatever day, probably the sooner the better, I would imagine.
Yeah,
maybe toss it to... We don't have a guest scheduled for tomorrow, so we don't need to go live tomorrow.
We do, actually.
Oh, we do have a guest?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Dan, okay, cool. Dan books one. I'll give it to you after the
I
show.
I didn't book anyone. What are you talking
sure
about?
You sure did. Down at the Vulcan, you did.
I did not.
Yeah. Yeah, you gave my phone number, too.
I didn't give anybody your phone number.
Yeah, we'll talk about it afterwards. He hit me up.
But, I think this is an on-mic discussion, to be honest, but...
Yeah, I definitely didn't do any of that.
You did. I can give you his name, too.
Ian Crossland?
Yes.
I didn't give him any information. I spoke to him for 2 seconds. So I know him.
Okay.
But I didn't say anything to him. So
he texted me. I don't have his number.
Maybe he got it from Ari, who booked the show originally.
Okay.
Or we'll see. From anybody else that was there, but he didn't get it from me.
But, yeah, I think Tuesday or Wednesday we'll hear that. Either or. I know they're working on it right now, and it was fun. We enjoyed hanging out with you guys. Always nice to get our beaks wet down on 6th Street. I still love 6th Street. I know it's an unpopular opinion, but I've never minded it. It's been the same for fucking 30 years.
I want it to be great again.
What? When was it not great?
In the last like 10 years. In the last like 8 years.
Yeah, right? Every time I go to Dirty, I get shot at.
Yeah, I don't know. There was not too long after we wrapped, I think, there was a huge Mexican fight. In the middle of the street.
Yeah, that's Texas.
It was 40 Mexicans taking turns sucker punching each other in a big circle, basically.
Yeah, that's Texas, though.
No, that's not Texas.
Yeah, it sure is.
No, it's not.
Beyonce actually sung about it in that song. Bunch of dippers fighting in the streets.
I don't mind 6th Street either, though. I don't care.
I don't know. It's always been the same. Here's my thing, and this is what I was telling my wife when we were leaving. I just think that as you get older, you're like, oh, shit, I can't believe I used to party down here. I don't think 6th Street has changed at all, though. But you're like, oh, man, I can't believe I used to party down here like this. And you do. You get gross. You get graphic. There's a bar that's just called Shots, for Christ's sakes. And you can get a million shots there. I like it. There's a lot of things I'll shit on about Texas. That's not one of them. Houston, though? Keep it. My God, dude. No use for that town whatsoever.
Houston is pointless.
Just got back from there. Took my kid out for his birthday yesterday. And, whew, not a big fan of Houston. Even he said there's a lingering smell in the air in Houston. And I said, well, that's Houston. Son, welcome to it. Welcome to it. What do you got there? NASA, the Astros, and that's kind of it. Oh, shit. Bucks Wild Strip Club?
I mean, NASA doesn't really do anything anymore.
No, they took a tour though. Mick Jagger did a tour on Saturday, so I was wondering if they still are operational or what, or if it's just for show at that point.
Well, maybe it was the last time they were good is when we sent somebody to the moon.
So you're saying we did do that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we definitely did.
Me too. You'll get that joke later on the week when we play that Drea DiMatteo show. You know the rules here on Patreon, kids, on the old Monday afternoon fake news. We got our favorite memes for the weekend. What do we get up first, Anthony?
This one's called Blame White People.
Oh, boy. Blame White People. There you go. Bob, will you read aloud on this one here?
Okay. Well, there's two black guys riding bicycles.
Sure. They look like Jehovah's Witnesses or...
Yeah. They both have guns. Okay. One shoots the other. Oh, yep. They both shoot at each other. Then they both fall down and say, fucking white people.
White people. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to put the camera on him for this one.
If you're alive right now, slavery is not affecting your life. The end.
What do we got up next? What's the second one?
This one's called Move On Back, and this is my favorite one this week, probably.
All right. If we're starting with that last one, I'm like, well, where do we go from here?
This one says POV, your Rosa Parks in 1955.
And for those who know the reference, this is popular YouTube children's creator Miss Rachel. My kids love
her. No way. My kids love Miss Rachel.
My kids love Miss Rachel.
Is this real?
Well, she's got something to say, just like Ice Cube did. So,
is this real?
No. Well, she didn't do this.
I didn't know, dude. I thought I'd ask.
She was used. Yeah, this is...
Okay. Yeah, pop it up.
Move on back. Move on back. Move on back. The driver on the bus says, move on back. Move on back. Move...
That's worth the $5 subscription to Patreon. Just that one alone, dude. That got me. Bob, I'm with you. My kids watch Miss Rachel all the time. All right, what do we got up next?
This is a sketch from, I think we've had something from these guys on before, but I can't remember, but it's called Magic Puss.
Magic Puss. Who's the group, Bob?
Kyle D Comedy and Alil Show.
A-L-I-L. Kyle D Comedy.
Alil Show, I guess.
Okay. Guys, let's play it.
Oh, it was so deep. It was.
Dude, check it out.
Yo, I gotta go. Kyle's got a pussy.
Whoa. How'd you get it?
I don't know, dude. I bought a Live, Laugh, Love sign last night. Woke up. Boom. Pussy.
It looks so. Real.
Yeah, dude, put your dick in it.
Would you mind if I, like, touch it?
Yeah, you think I'm gonna get a magical puss and not let the boys touch it a little bit?
Nice.
Yeah, dude, see how many fingers we can put in that bad boy.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, dude, grab the wet floor sign.
Oh.
Yeah, dude, I'm salivating down there. Well, there it is. Oh, you got it.
Do you like this, bro?
Dude, it's all right. Take your time.
Is that cool? Is it?
Oh, wait. Softer. Faster. Harder, but... kinder. Whoa, I'm a lady, dude. Stop.
Oh, dude. So wet.
Oh,
God.
Is it supposed to be?
Damn, dude. Oh, no.
Oh, do you not like it?
Oh, here.
Oh, my God.
I think you got the wrong hole, dude.
Oh, that's a fucking awesome sketch. Who is that again? That's a really good sketch.
Kyle D. Comedy and Alil Show.
Click on Alil Show. I mean, how many followers do these guys have? Yeah, there you go. They got a decent amount. 137,000.
137.
His name's Adam Little.
Okay. That's a great sketch.
And then Kyle's got... Kyle only has 4,700, so toss Kyle a follow.
Yeah, everybody go follow Kyle. He's the one with the fake pussy. Okay. Or magic, not fake.
Magic. Yeah.
We don't know if it's real or not.
Man, that was honestly troubling, but I enjoyed it.
Troubling in what way, Bob?
It was just graphic.
It was graphic.
Boy, I think we might have some audio.
Sure don't, guys. Sure don't. Sure don't.
Okay. This next one's called When in Rome.
When in Rome. All right. Read aloud, Bob.
Australian man farts in Auschwitz gas chamber, locks elderly woman inside.
There's no way that's real.
Oh, that's real.
Is it fucking real? Shut the fuck up.
So like if you're in Rome, eat pasta, I guess. I don't know. But when you're in Auschwitz,
use the gas. You gas people. I hope this is a true story, by the way. If not, it's a really funny headline, and I'm a big fan. What do we got up next?
I don't remember what this is. I wrote "Oh snap," so it's probably not good.
Oh snap!
Yeah, this has been the video of this has been going around for a while. It's some like 12-year-old rocking his little brother.
Okay. God, that kid won't shut the fuck up. That's great.
Boom. Don't throw a fucking meatball if you don't want to get taken deep, you little bitch.
I agree. What's with the solar panels on a house, man?
He's getting paid to use energy at his house.
Man, whenever I see that, I'm like, how do you resell that house? How do you do it?
What are you talking about?
It's a huge value add.
No.
Especially down here. No. Like, it'd be one thing with Minnesota, but it's a huge value add to a house.
This might be the wrongest you've ever been about something.
No, not a prayer. Every house that's still on the market is solar panels.
What?
Yep. Every single one, because it's so ugly to look at. Here's what I've actually learned about where Democrats and Republicans can unite on. If it's ugly, they don't care. Like, and that's babies, that's solar panels, that's anything where you're just like, all right, uggos out the door. These fucking things, you can't sell these goddamn houses anywhere, man. Yeah.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Do you have solar panels in your house?
No, just because I haven't put them in yet, but I will.
Why don't you buy one before?
What do you mean?
There's plenty of houses with solar panels.
I like the house that I'm in because of the neighborhood it's in. Right. I don't give a fuck about solar panels. I can put those on myself. As a matter of fact, you can do it pretty much for free now.
I don't have one single friend who's got solar
panels. You should only do it really on whatever your longest tenured home is going to be. Like, it's not really financially worth it to get it installed otherwise. Yeah. But if you know you're going to live there for like 10 or 15 years, it absolutely is worth it.
Tomorrow in Ross Patterson Revolution, ask Jesse about it. She'll be like, no, we're not doing that. It makes America look poor. What do we get up next?
This one's called Alabama.
Alabama. Boy, this could go so many different
ways. Oh, it's going to get rough.
Okay. I just read the title. The
title is Schools in Alabama Before 1963.
Buckle up! Yeah. God, I know this is going already. And that's what I love about
it. You got to keep them separated.
Yeah. I thought maybe they would swap out the word separated with segregated.
No.
You got to keep them segregated.
Yay! Now, this next one is edited a little bit. It's Wet Ass Pussy.
Oh.
But it's done in like a 1950s or 40s style.
We're in a big kick of this lately. Yeah. I like it. Do we know the AI app? Because I could create some shit on this. Just give me...
Well, I don't know what this guy uses, but it's an account called There I Ruined It, and he does weird stuff like this. He ruins songs by doing weird shit in them, all sorts of stuff. It's really funny.
All right. Play it.
Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. I bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass.
It sounds better than the original.
Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy.
And then this guy's tag at the end just said, "There, I ruined it." I'm a fan of this.
That's what he says. That's his caption for everything he posts.
Yeah. Is this a big account?
Yeah, it's pretty big. Bob, click on the guy there.
2 million. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Did you see what Doja Cat said the other day?
No.
Speaking of...
Yeah, that was really funny. She said, why the fuck are you bringing kids to my concerts? I talk about eating dick all the time.
Oh, dude, I 100% agree.
I'll read the exact quote here because it's really funny. IDK, she tweeted all this. IDK, what the fuck you think this is? But I don't make music for children, so leave your kids at home, motherfucker. I'm rapping about cum. Why are you bringing your offspring to my show? Rapping about eating dick and pissing on his V-cut. Leave your mistake at home.
Yep. Yeah, I 100% agree. Even last night, so we were talking about this before the show, but my kid wanted to go to the Rolling Stones for his birthday, they don't swear at all. So it's like, it's a family-friendly environment for everybody else. Is there a bunch of six-year-olds smoking weed here and there? Sure. But that's pretty much everywhere these days. I don't even let my kids listen to this show at all. So I totally understand that statement. And by the way, usually she's checked out in real life, where you're like, yo, what the fuck is Doja Cat's bullshit? But that is a true statement there, and I don't get it either. So I'm with you. Proud of you on that one, Doja Cat. Next one. I just love this story. I really do. It's one of my favorites that we've had here in a long time. Christy Noem, the dog executioner. A defiant South Dakota governor, Christy Noem, hit back at critics following outrage over her upcoming memoir that reveals she once killed a dog. I can understand why some people are upset about a 20-year-old story of Cricket, that's the dog's name, one of the working dogs on our ranch, and my upcoming book, No Going Back. The book is filled with many honest stories of my life, good and bad days, challenges, painful decisions, and lessons learned. The Republican wrote in a social media post that was published on Twitter on Sunday. The fact is, South Dakota law states that dogs who attack and kill livestock can be put down. Given that Cricket had shown aggressive behavior toward people by biting them, I decided what I did. Outrage spread across social media platforms late last week after The Guardian reported in an excerpt from Noem's upcoming memoir, No Going Back, which is set to be released on May 7th. In the excerpt, Noem described taking her 14-month-old female dog, Cricket, to a grave pit near her farm and shooting her because it was less than worthless, that being the dog. It was also untrainable, she said, and had to be killed and eaten several chickens. That's fun. It's a fun story
there. Yeah, she also said that the dog ruined a pheasant hunt when she, quote, went out of her mind with excitement, chasing all those birds, having the time of her life. It was not a pheasant pleasant job, but it had to be done. And after it was over, I realized another unpleasant job needed to be done. I don't know what that means. Did she kill her fucking kid, too?
You know,
I mean, there's a good chance Lewandowski got her pregnant and she aborted that.
Probably. Pull her up, Bob. This was the hot one. She was in contention for a very, very long time to be Trump's VP.
Yeah, until she got caught fucking Lewandowski. Yeah. But this is worse, probably. I mean,
she's super hot.
The fact that she's defending, that's a great picture of her. She doesn't look like that in
real
life.
That's from the side, dude.
Yeah, that doesn't, well, first of all, that's airbrushed all the shit, and that is not what she looks like in person.
Pop up a frontal picture.
In person, it's more like that.
Oh, have you seen her? You met her?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
that. It's more like about, let's say, I don't know, 400 to 500 millimeters of makeup. She like wears stage makeup everywhere she goes.
Just
that's why she
on.
Looks like that. Okay. It's fucking disgusting. Some but anyways, this is like the most tone deaf. The fact that she's on Twitter defending herself, right? Like I get it from, I understand why it made it into the book because she's a moron, obviously. And the publisher was like,
we need more salacious stories.
They probably didn't tell her that. They probably just thought that in their own head. They were like, well, let's not fucking tell her that that might be a problem.
No,
they, it obviously is.
They'll tell you like, hey man, we need something crazier, but it's her option at that point. And everybody who's got their own biography chooses what they can and can't leave out or what they're not going to talk about.
I think maybe,
here's the thing. She clearly didn't think this was a big deal.
Yeah.
That's why she shared the story.
Which is it's a big problem. You know, anybody that's worked on a farm or a ranch knows that everything's got to pull its weight for sure.
Including that dog.
Yeah. For real, including the dog, and there's animals for fun, and there's animals for food, and that's just how it is. Sometimes it seems cruel to the outside world, but that's just how it is on a farm. A 14-month-old dog that is a hunting dog that's too excited to do hunting, you find a relative and give it to him. You don't fucking drag it into a gravel pit and blow its fucking brains out. Are you kidding me? This woman is a piece of shit. But that's nothing new. We knew she was a piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean, look, once the Lewandowski thing happens, in my opinion, her career was done politically. Yes, you can be mayor of South Dakota because, let's face it, it's South Dakota and no one gives a shit, right? There's about 14 people that live there. She's the hottest one in the entire state. Congratulations, she's going to get elected. Now, a lot of the speculation over the weekend, I want to get your thoughts on this, were that was that she deliberately put this in the book to tank her way out of VP consideration. I don't buy that
No,
story.
This book was written a year ago,
I
at
agree.
Least.
I agree. No.
No, that's not true.
But I keep reading those articles, and I'm like, that's not true, man. That's not how this shit works.
The reality is she wasn't actually in contention for VP, ever.
That's what I think, too.
Never.
Well, I think before Lewandowski, she was. That kind of blew it up.
No, I mean, I've been telling you for 2 years now that this woman has been fucking other people than her husband.
Yeah.
Routinely. Lewandowski is just the one that people know about. She's been fucking slamming ass all over town. Good for her, right?
Yeah.
But you can't be the Veep.
No.
Sorry.
Well, Kamala was. She was fucking everybody.
Yeah, but they didn't have any proof.
That's true. You throw it in Christy now, though, wouldn't you?
No.
Come on.
I would not have sex with somebody that would execute a fucking dog like that for just because he fucked up your pheasant hunt.
Damn.
No, I would more like if she grabbed my dog and tried to drag out there and kill it, I would fucking peel her skin off of her body and feed it to her until she died.
I think you'd throw it in her.
No. Yeah. Not one prayer.
Yeah.
There's a lot of wet holes out there that aren't fucking dog murderers.
Not in Pierre, South Dakota, dude.
I'm not in Pierre, South Dakota. Well, nor will I ever be. Nope.
You never know.
Dude. I'm not playing the speculation game. I will never be there.
You might be there. There's a lot of fun things in Pierre. What's Pierre known for, Bob? What do we got up there? Is that where the fucking... pardon me. Is that where the... where's the goddamn four presidents thing? Blanking out on it today.
Oh, Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, where's that at?
It's in South Dakota, but not there.
Because you got that, you got her wet hole, and then what else is South Dakota known for?
That's about it. Keystone, South Dakota is where Mount Rushmore is. Pierre, South Dakota, I'm looking at the 15 best things to do in Pierre, according to TripAdvisor. One.
The suicide.
The state capital.
The state capital, Pierre itself?
Yeah, like the building.
Okay.
There's something called the Flaming Fountain.
Flaming Fountain. I don't know what
that is. It's a really gay fountain.
That's got a flame on it?
No, it's probably water that's on fire from fracking, to be honest.
There's a dam.
Oh.
You go see the dam.
You don't say.
They have the South Dakota National Guard Museum.
There's
to learn.
14,000 people in the capital city.
Yeah.
So just make all Dakota one state. What's the point of having two?
I never got that either.
Number 15 on TripAdvisor is just a normal Mormon church.
Hmm. You don't say anything extracurricular go on there? Is there any acrobatics? What happens there?
I don't know that there's any Cirque du Soleil Mormonism going on.
Their high school football field is like the 10th thing on this list.
Is it really?
Number 25, Bob's Lounge.
Oh, Bob. You've been to that lounge. It was named after you.
Yeah. Great spot. Try the potato skins.
Those pea skins, delightful. They use real bacon instead of bacon bits, which is nice. Big fan of that. Yeah, there's nothing going on there in South Dakota. She's out. So let me ask you this. There was a rumor over the weekend, not sure if you heard it, that DeSantis actually met up with Trump in Florida at Mar-a-Lago. Do you think that's going to be the pick?
No, he was down there for donors.
DeSantis was?
Trump was trying to court DeSantis' donors. He wants him to hand over money.
Really? So no shot that DeSantis is the VP pick out of there?
I don't think it would help Trump. So no, probably not.
I think it would. Who do you think would help Trump?
Why would that help Trump? He already has Florida.
But everybody loves DeSantis. They didn't like the way he performed on a stage.
I think that Trump would lose more far-right people by bringing DeSantis in than they would gain, to be honest. And remember, this is not a popular election. It's a fucking electoral college thing. He's got to win another state. Preferably, I mean, honestly, he needs to win either Michigan or Wisconsin. If he has any chance of winning this election, he has to win one of those two, probably. I mean, there's other pathways, but I think that's the most likely one. And I don't think there are any candidates from up there.
No, there's not. I think. By the way, I think he wins Michigan, and I'll call that now. Wisconsin's going to be a toss-up for me. But where do you go? Where do you go for VP? Who do you honestly think it's going to be?
I think it'll probably be Tulsi.
Really?
Yeah.
Any inside info on that or just a gut feeling?
No, just nothing else makes any sense. I think Sanders is too...
abortion-y?
Yeah. Yeah, there's too much baggage with her on the abortion issue. If she were to run with somebody else that was a little bit more lenient on it, maybe, I guess. I don't know. Or make her position more clear that she's a Federalist and not trying to do a nationwide ban. But DeSantis has spent the last month trying to ban TikTok, yep. which we'll get to why that's happening here pretty soon.
Okay.
Banning social media for kids, all this stuff, like using state power to legislate people's day-to-day lives, which is like the least conservative thing you can do. So DeSantis is nothing to me. I don't think Sarah wants to leave Arkansas anyways. I think she wants to run for president in 28. I don't think Vivek
is a tough one.
Vivek is a fucking bully pulpit guy.
I like him though.
It would be interesting if he was VP because he would be in the debates and then he would be out on the stump for 4 years talking shit because the VP doesn't have anything else to do. That one would make sense. But I don't think demographically he brings anything in that Trump needs. I mean, ultimately the VP pick should be pragmatic. I mean, that's why I chose Mike Pence because Christians didn't trust Trump. But
then that'll leave you with Tim Scott then.
No, Tim Scott, it's not one fucking prayer.
Black.
That would be the worst decision he's ever made.
He's an African-American.
No, Tim Scott is a fucking empty suit.
Like, I agree with you.
He's the most boring person alive.
Get it.
Not that Mike Pence wasn't boring, but the reason Trump selected Pence is because Christians didn't trust Trump, and it needed fucking mother and father over there. You know what I mean?
Well, the reason I said DeSantis is there's still a lot of the Republican faction that just liked him, liked his policies, everything else. And I think it would appease them as well as get those donors that you were talking about. So I don't know. We'll see. I think that would be a winning ticket. And then if you're saying, hey, you know, let's say he gets convicted on one of these goddamn things that he's going through. And if DeSantis is the guy, it's still better than Biden at that point. So. Yeah, we'll see.
Well, I don't think DeSantis is stupid. I feel like he probably knows that if he has a hand in Biden winning a second term, he has no shot in 28. Nor should he, frankly, nor should he. So I'm sure he's going to play some level of ball. I just don't think it helps Trump.
Well, when's the Republican convention? When's that coming up?
Probably July, right?
Because we're what? 2-3 months away from this decision, Tom?
July 15th through the 20th to the 18th.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. July 18th will be the day that he names. Well, typically, you come into the convention. Well, I guess it's different from year to year, but most of the time, I think they come into the convention with a VP already picked.
So you're looking at roughly 8 weeks. I mean, we're going to know within the next eight weeks who that's going to be. And now on our ends, me personally, I have not heard any fucking inside info. And even chatting with Tulsi after the show that she was on here, I asked her, and she goes, bro, the kids don't know. None of us know. No one knows until he actually makes up his mind. And that's true. Now, that I have heard behind the scenes. He'll just do it, and then that's it. And everybody else figures it out when they figure it out. But on this one, I don't have any fucking clue. Vivek would be fine. DeSantis would be fine. Tulsi would be fine. I don't want another fucking... left field vanilla dude like Pence. I don't want that.
I think Vivek is going to be in a different role.
It'd be great if he was White House press secretary. It'd be fun, wouldn't it?
I think he's going to be a cabinet guy, but we'll see.
Oh, he's going to be building cabinets inside the White House?
No, I think his people would be more likely to build railroads or something.
Remember the Indian in the cupboard story? So he might be building the cupboard.
That's Feather, not Dot.
Oh, no shit. Mm-hmm. Is it really?
Yeah, the Indian in the cupboard, it was literally a fucking...
Native American?
Native American.
God damn it, I never saw it. Sorry about that. Next up, lawyers for Hunter Biden plan to sue Fox News imminently. A letter obtained by NBC News. Obtained. Come on, man. You mean the law firm just sent it to you? You don't have to say we obtained it. It's not, you know, they didn't find it magically. There was no fucking treasure map or anything like that. It was leaked, you fucking assholes. A letter obtained by NBC News says action is pending because of Fox's alleged conspiracy and subsequent actions to defame Mr. Biden and paint him in a false light. What?
It's a photograph. That kind of tells the whole story.
Nickelback did an entire song about this. All right. Look at this photograph. Lawyers for Hunter Biden plan to sue Fox News. The letter dated April 23rd puts the Fox News channel and Fox News Digital on notice for litigation claims arising from the network's alleged conspiracy and subsequent actions to defame Mr. Biden and paint him in a false light. The unlicensed commercial exploitation of his image, name, and likeness. What is he, a fucking college football player? And the unlawful publication of hacked, intimate images of him. Biden has hired attorney Mark Garagos, brought in the big guns there, and his firm to represent him in the Fox litigation efforts. The letter is the second outreach to Fox this month. An earlier letter was hand-delivered to Fox's counsel 2 weeks ago, and the network had asked for more time to respond, according to a source familiar with Biden's legal efforts. The network has not responded yet to the new one, and the Garagos firm is working on it immediately. The new threat of litigation comes almost a year after Fox News agreed to pay $800 million to Dominion, who is actually owned by the same company there, so not really any money changing hands. Fox also agreed to a $12 million settlement with a former employee who alleged she was pressured into providing misleading information as part of the Dominion case. What can you do about this? This was a laptop that everybody said wasn't real, ended up being real, and then they published all the images from it. He left it at that guy's shop. That guy had ownership of it. Mm-hmm. What's the case here? I'm having a hard time legally trying to figure out what this is.
Well, they're trying to, from what I've read, they're trying to use revenge porn laws to sue them in criminal court, not just civil court. I think, like, it's because that would be a violation of the law. Mm-hmm. And then all the other stuff, because he's the targeting letter that they were sent by this fucking retard is, it's like Jesse and a couple other people need to retract statements they've made and stuff like that. It's like, come on, man.
Jesse Waters?
Yeah. Okay. It's like that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel like he's got much of a case here. He's a public figure. And they didn't come across the information in an illegal way. It was obtained legally, and they posted a censored version of it. That's not anything either. Like, I'm sorry, you're the vice president and then senator forever and president's son. You can't smoke crack with Russian whores and take pictures of everything and videos of everything and then let it fall into somebody else's hand and then get mad that news agencies covered the thing, right? Because it's all part of a larger conversation about how Hunter Biden was deployed to China and Ukraine to do business on Joe Biden's behalf illegally, mm-hmm. violations of the Logan Act and all sorts of other things, the unregistered foreign registration act, all this other stuff, and basically sold out our country to some degree, right? It's all relevant. You were a crackhead, fucking Russian prostitutes, not a guy who was qualified in any way to sit on the board of Burisma, a fucking oil company.
Right.
Right? Like, I think it's salient to the conversation. So, yeah, this is fucking pointless. To be honest, I'm surprised this is happening because I would think they would just want that shit to go away.
Yeah, man. It's very bizarre. Hunter's lawsuits are all very bizarre at this point because he's suing Fox News. He didn't settle in the court case that is now going to trial, I guess, this summer over the gun. Remember him buying the firearm illegally?
Yeah.
Well,
I think he technically would have lied on a 4473, but the real problem with the gun isn't not telling the government that you're doing drugs because it's none of their fucking business. The problem is that he threw it into a fucking Wendy's dumpster.
Yep.
For some goddamn reason.
Well, I was hungry.
Like, did they recover the weapon?
That's a crackhead thing to do.
They recovered the weapon. There's no bodies on it or anything. So why the fuck do you throw a loaded gun into a fucking dumpster?
Crack. You know? That's what crack does.
You just get all tweaked out. You're like, oh, fuck, I better get rid of this thing.
Yeah, you start getting paranoid. You're like, oh, fuck, I need to throw this away. So, yeah that happens, man. But the interesting thing is whether or not Fox caves. because they're looking to try to avoid lawsuits left and right right now. Even if you say the wrong thing. Shit, remember the last time you were on? Talking about Nikki Haley getting bones? Oh, yeah,
they haven't called me back since then. I'm shocked by that. Maybe they will. Who knows?
But that's the thing. Like, you lose so much money, or allegedly. You lose money, and all these people are suing you.
Well, the two dudes that...
Traditional media is having a hard time staying alive right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, the two dudes that Headboard Haley fucked that weren't her husband, both signed sworn statements to that effect. Legal documents
yeah, affidavits,
to that effect.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm all set on the lawsuit. You can suck my dick.
Yeah, you're good on that. But I think traditional media is having such a hard time that they're trying to avoid all of this shit and avoid any controversy whatsoever. I don't know the fucking rules on this. Technically... That dude we interviewed on the show owns the laptop. Because mm-hmm. after 90 days, the rights went to him. So who gives a shit what happened there? As far as revenge porn, what's the revenge in that statement? I guess if you were going after the girls?
No, revenge porn, don't get caught up in the language. The law just says that if you post pornographic video photos of other people than yourself, then you're guilty of that crime. So it's not, there doesn't actually have to be a revenge element. That's just what they called it because that's the most common way it's practiced, I suppose.
Okay. Next up, the White House wants Jean-Pierre gone. No way.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. So NBC News reported on this in.
She's the worst.
In February, I think. They uncovered a plot to get rid of her. So. What had happened was people on the left, including the White House Chief of Staff, Jeb Zients, and the DNC and a couple other organizations. Emily's List was one of them. I don't know if you know if you're familiar with them. But
Yeah, I know Emily's List.
They're a bunch of fucking... I know people at Emily's List from back in the day. They were trying to give her super cushy consulting jobs so mm-hmm. she would get the fuck out of there. Because she's so bad at her job.
Terrible.
They've been trying for 6 months to get her out of there. And she's like, no, I'm staying until the election.
Really?
They don't have the balls to fire her.
No, well, they can't. She's a black lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
She's the first black lesbian. You know why I know that? Because they won't shut the fuck up about it. And they tell you over and over and over again.
I thought it was the smell.
Doesn't make you great at your job. It could be. I haven't smelled her before. It
smells like cocoa butter and tuna sandwich.
I haven't chatted with her. They asked if I wanted a picture with her at the White House, and I declined.
Yeah.
I go, this would be horrific, mm-hmm. and I have zero desire to meet this fucking person.
That would be like if somebody asked you if you wanted your photo taken next to Hitler.
Well...
Like how, I mean,
he did some good things. I mean, according to Kanye,
no, I kind of like. How do you decide though? Because what kind of flex would that be to just whip out your phone and be like, "You guys want to see something cool? It's me and Hitler."
Are you making me decide on air who I want a picture with, Jean-Pierre or Hitler?
No, it's not between those two. I'm just saying, who's the worst person you would be okay taking a picture next to?
Of all time, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously. Bob, does Hitler come in at one? Who's the guy that you said was worse than him on software?
I mean, Mao's worse. Fucking Stalin was
worse.
Oh,
yeah. I mean,
Pol Pot's worse. There's a lot of people who are like, Hitler got a lot of press.
He did,
right?
Yeah.
But Pol Pot was like genuinely insane.
Yeah.
Which
he was Caligula level crazy.
Yeah. Whereas like Stalin, Hitler, Mao, those guys were a lot more normal.
They were just garden variety fascists.
Yeah.
You got a feel for Pol Pot though. He never saw who won the home run race between Maguire and Sosa.
He died in April 1998. Honestly tragic. Yeah.
Well, I went into a coma and missed the entire Braves World Series. So
it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, basically the same thing. Fuck, this is a tough one, man. I would say for our audience right now, it's probably either Kamala or Biden. To have a pick with either one of those fucks would be horrific, you know? But Jean-Pierre Luc Picard is a wild one here. The Biden administration, they're denying it right now, that there's a secret internal plot to get rid of her. The scheme was first reported Thursday by the New York Post. Deputy White House Press Secretary Andrew Bates forcefully rejected claims from multiple sources with knowledge of the plans, which included longtime Biden senior advisor Anita Dunn, supported by White House Chief of Staff Jeff Zients. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Recruiting prominent outside Democrats to urge Jean-Pierre-Luc Picard to voluntarily make her exits. Not only are these claims wildly false, they're saying, but the reality is the polar opposites. Corinne was never approached by anyone with such a message. She spends 4 hours preparing every day. Is that a lot? Is that something you want to admit?
4 hours with just to do one press conference? Yeah, that's probably enough.
But then your job is only, what, 5 hours a day? What else are you doing the rest of the day?
Well, she's the press secretary, so she leads the writing corps as well. The press secretary is in charge of the people that are writing. Well, there's a chief communications officer sometime, or communications person that does writing as well. But yeah, I'm sure she's busy.
Okay.
That's not really the point. The point is that she's a fucking retard.
Yeah, she is awful.
And that was the point that they made behind the scenes when this was first uncovered a couple months ago by the New York. It was NBC News, I think. They're like, yeah, people don't like her. People in the administration don't like her because she doesn't know anything. She has, like, anytime anybody asks her any question about anything, she has to check her binder. She never knows what she's talking about.
Right.
Which, like, I don't know. Biden uses a fucking teleprompter all the time. What's the difference, I guess?
Most presidents do. Most presidents use
a
teleprompter.
And every communications director, or press secretary, rather, uses the binder as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a matter of how much you're using it. Because all she does really is argue with people.
Yeah, and I mean, according to this, they're unhappy with her habit of reading prepared answers directly word for word from the binder. I understand it. I think because we've had 6 White House press secretaries on this show over the course of the last 9 years. The ones who are really fucking good at it, like, I mean, just naturals at it, don't have to check the binder. Yes, you have to lie for the president every fucking day, and that's kind of your job there. But for her, she's so dumb that she's not good at it. So the improv part isn't even there for her. Looking back at it over the years, who do you think was the best? That McCain chick was really fucking on it.
McElhinney?
Yeah, and then so was Sarah Sanders was pretty fucking good, although people hated her. But that's the job.
Sarah Sanders is the best I've ever seen at it.
Even though I hated her to the nth degree, and I still hate her today, Jen Psaki, she's good at her job. She never had to look down at the binder, and fiercely loyal of the president and was willing to fucking spew off that bullshit in 2 seconds. But this fucking woman's terrible, mm-hmm. dude. Just absolutely fucking terrible.
She's the worst. And I think second worst was probably Spice Dog, because he didn't want to be there. Like, he took that job because he and Trump are friends and shit.
Right.
He's like, all right, I'll fucking do it for a little while. And he got in there, he goes, this fucking sucks.
I think he was okay at it. If I'm looking at who was terrible, remember Scaramucci?
He wasn't the press secretary.
Yeah, for 8 days. Shortest in the history. Bob, look it up. I think it was the shortest in the history of the White House.
I think he was on the staff. I don't think he was the press secretary.
He was the guy for 8 days. And then they got him the fuck out of there. He was
all gone. Yeah, former White House communications director. Yeah.
That's not press secretary. So that
I think he had to pinch hit.
The comms director. Well, maybe that's what they call it. I don't know.
Yeah, because he had to fill in. I think Spicer left, and then he came in after Spicer, and he had to do it. And after 8 days, he was like, yo, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
The comms director is the person who controls the writing team, not
yeah. So Spicer was press secretary. Scaramucci was never named press secretary.
He just had to fill in for him until they found the guy. I think.
Yeah.
D'Anthony, we got some sponsors to put the shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. You know they're still giving you the 50% off, Kings. Come on, Kings. Where are my fucking Kings at out there? 50% off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Do it for that special lady in your life, all right? Let's say you're balding. Let's say you're fat. Let's say you went to Red Lobster one too many times throughout the week. The least you could do is have a brand new beautiful bedroom set to have sex on. If she's going to put up with your disgusting ass, you might as well bring her back to comfort, style, grace, and dignity. All at GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. All the mattresses, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, all of it's made in the U.S. of A. Huge product refresh over there. Venus Williams has a line of beds. They've got a pre-order for a massaging cover that goes on top of the mattress, or you can just leave it on the floor, and it comes with a remote control head to toe. It's fucking great. They got mattresses for RVs, and I love their sheets. Just bought some of their sheets 2 months ago, and I bought some of their pillows over at Christmas. I got Ghost Bed in every single room of my house. Gigantic fan. All you got to do is type in the promo code Drinkin' Bros at checkout, and you're going to get 50% off on that. And at checkout, while you're there, you're going to see a little box at the bottom of the screen. You can check that. That'll get you a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. And when you pop in that promo code and load up that card, doesn't matter how many items you put in there, you'll get 50% off. And you'll get to stretch it out over 3 years. You'll barely notice it on the credit card statement every month. And that's something that's actually worth it. You need a great night's sleep in this life. Head on over to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Use that promo code drinkingbros at checkout for 50% off. Next up, we got mybookie.com. Promo code drinkingbros. Doubling that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Big win over the weekend. My golf pick came through. Rory McIlroy finally won with Shane Lowry. A little team competition. Went into a playoff. Had 4 second place finishes on the year. Finally was able to come through with one. It's our 3rd total victory on Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks on that show this year. Subscribe to Drinkin' Bros Sports for those picks as well. We go through it, dude. We go through all the bets over there. Won a fair amount of money on the NFL draft last week. NBA playoffs are in full swing. So the NHL playoffs right now. Plenty of stuff to bet on over there. And let's say you're a football guy. Let's say you're college or NFL. You can bet on all the futures currently on mybookie.com. You can bet on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, whoever your college team is. You can bet on those guys to win the national championship right now, as well as the Heisman Trophy winners. Those are up right now. Those futures pay off at a lot of money if you get them super early, like right now. So head on over to mybookie.com. Use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit up to $1,000 and turn your love of sports into your new side hustle at mybookie.com. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. Man, I took these earlier, dude. Took them, I was on the sports show this morning. I've got to keep a box full of vitamins next to my computer on my desk or I will forget to take them. I think most dudes do. Usually it's a pain in the ass. Usually you run out of one, you don't have enough of the other, and you're like, I'll wait till the reorder comes in and then take it. First Form takes all the guesswork out of this. Got to get the microfactors. It comes in a nice little cardboard box with a trap door and a plastic pouch, and it gives you all you need. It's not just a multivitamin. It's a convenient daily packet with 6 products included in it that provides you what you need on a daily basis to be healthy. Because let's face it, we don't eat the way we need to in order to fulfill the demands of our body. Without getting the vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients in us consistently, we're going to struggle to reach any type of health or fitness goal, whether that's weight loss, putting on muscle, getting lean, or just overall being healthy. What's in them? Well, you got the antioxidants, you got the multivitamins, the probiotics, the CoQ10s, the EFAs, and the fruits and veggies in there. Also, they got a great liver detox on their websites. Best supplement game in the biz, in my opinion. Love those guys over at firstform.com/drinkingbros. And right now, when you check out, you're going to get free shipping on orders over $75 when you use that link. Highly recommend the energy drinks as well. Big, big fan of those. Best I've had, for real. And they're always sold out at my gym, so I order them online. Big boy savings over there when you go to firstform.com/drinkingbros. Because you're going to get free shipping on orders over $75 when you use that link. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. Let's go, baby! We're live in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas and Ohio. In Texas, we're in over 100 HEBs right now. Every single Total Wine in the state. Every single Total Wine down in Florida as well as Tennessee down there. All the Piggly Wigglies in Alabama. Check out that one in Birmingham out there. And we're on a lot of college campuses. University of Auburn, we're at Tiger Liquors. University of Alabama, we're at Rama Jamma down there. Also at Corks and Tops on campus at Alabama and Tuscaloosa. University of Georgia, we're in University Liquors there. University Liquors at Knoxville, Tennessee for the Volunteers over there. Frugal McDougal's in Nashville along with the Total Wines there. Smoky Mountain Axe House. Wilmington, North Carolina. We're in North Carolina as well, only on the East Coast. So we're in the Outer Banks at all the brew-throughs. And then in Wilmington, we're at all the Total Wines there, which is just one. But that's all you need in Wilmington, let's face it. Small town, miss it every single day. Hit up that Total Wine in Wilmington, North Carolina. All the brunches out there, as well as Whiskey Creek Trail. Big fan of Whiskey Creek. It's where I used to take the kids. Miss that on a daily basis as well. Those buffalo chicken tendies hit me nice. Ohio State, we are stocked up as well. We got Standard Hall on campus. Short North Pint House, if you're watching any of the games this weekend, any of these NBA playoff games or NHL playoff games down there. Urban Myers Pint House out in Dublin. We're everywhere. We're Toledo, Ohio up there, and we're expanding little by little. You heard we're going to be in Michigan in August and Illinois in August as well. Can't wait for those to open. Very excited. If we're not in one of those states or one of the surrounding states, you can still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. But if you do live in one of those states, just click on the store locator on the site. Enter your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest location nearest you. Buy a 12-pack today. Support us and support the show.
Who was after that? Who was the fucking person?
Hope Hicks finished out Trump's
She wasn't bad. I think. She was all right.
I don't remember her at all, which is probably a good thing.
It is, yeah. but this chick, man, look, this is another fucking DEI hire here. What do you expect? And the biggest issue with all this shit is when you go into it saying a fucking color and male or female, a race and a fucking gender, it's never good. He did the same thing with SCOTUS, did the same thing with White House press secretary. It was like, well, I'm going to get a person of color, female person of color.
It's way worse than that. No, those are obvious examples that are on the biggest stage, but they're few. So Joe Biden during his term so far has nominated and had approved 97 federal judges. 22 of them are black women.
Really?
That number should be, if it was representative of the of how many black women are in the legal profession, mm-hmm. it should be one.
Yeah.
And it's 22 and five white men out of 97 judges.
Yeah.
Which should be probably 70. Based on the amount of people that are white men that serve in that.
If you're just looking at the demographics of that actual position. Yep. Yeah. And that's the problem with all of this. So.
And it doesn't matter to anybody. Like, it doesn't. How does it help the judiciary if they have more? Like, it's like black representation. I'm sorry, man. The black people, the black dudes and women that are judges, they're not people who were fucking involved in shit back in the day. They were nerds, man. Yeah. Fucking Christ. Their race is the least fucking relevant thing about them.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. By the way, is our listener still back there?
Yeah.
Who came in today? Yeah. I'm going to bring you up for Drinking Bro of the Week at the end of the show, but I just want to acknowledge right now, you are quietly killing hard AF seltzers in a fashion that I have never seen before. You are a fucking assassin, sir, and it is impressive to watch. I just want to commend you on that. All throughout the day, man. Yeah, cheers. Just not fucked up, nothing.
Just a blue,
stone cold killer.
A blue collar drinker, just, you know, keeps to himself, drinks his booze.
Love it.
Cleans up after
himself. Love it. I can't wait to chat with you after this for Drinking Bro of the Week. Very impressed.
It's probably going to be in Spanish.
Oh. I'm fluent.
So wouldn't it be funny if he wasn't even a fan?
Yeah. I thought that. I've thought that a couple of times. Remember that one guy who just stumbled in here?
Yeah, old dude, right?
Yeah, yeah. Old head. He was like, hey, man, I saw you all have a podcast. I'm thinking about doing one about Texas wines. I was like, oh, is that a thing?
That podcast is called Texas Wines Fucking Suck.
God.
You can find it on all platforms.
Yeah, you sure can. Sure can. Next up, all politicians are cunts. Congressman Michael McCaul from Austin.
Westlake.
Is he really from Westlake?
Yep.
Okay. Who wrote the TikTok ban bill, invested $1.5
million.
1.15 into Meta. Here's the timeline of events. On March 3rd, he authored the TikTok ban bill. On March 22nd, he invested $150,000 into Meta. On the 26th of March, he invested another $150,000 into Meta. On March 28th, he invested another $150,000 into Meta. So about 3 weeks after writing the TikTok ban bill, this fucking dude invested $450,000 into TikTok's competitor.
Then you said Austin, by the
way. Yeah.
I was going to say, you just be clear, you said Austin, by the way, but this is a Republican, not a Democrat.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
he's a repute.
He's from Austin.
I mean, he's in Westlake. He's a repute.
Yeah, he's a repute.
And then on a week later, on April 1st, he invested $350,000. And then a week after that, so 2 weeks ago, another $350,000. So $700,000 plus $450,000. So he writes a bill and then obviously votes for it as well to ban one social media app. And at the same time, he's making investments into the other.
Correct.
Guy.
And then the other part of this, Bob, and I'll go back to what you said, is so Austin itself is blue downtown. You get into these suburbs, Westlake, Dripping Springs, where we are, all this other shit, it's all red. So yeah, this guy is a Republican and he is a piece of shit.
This is actually, his district is hilarious. See if you can fucking digest this.
Yeah, what do we got here?
Here is the big portion of it. He's also College Station, right?
Oh, fuck, of course.
But then...
he's got all the repeats.
Then... yeah. His district just, for some reason, squeaks up north through this little sliver, catches a piece of Round Rock, and then dumps out into Westlake.
Which is where he lives.
That's where he lives.
And where he grew up.
Yeah. This
and that's all red, Bob. So Round Rock,
right.
Westlake, that's all red. So yeah.
This district is insane.
I know. It's fucking nuts, man. And for doing this guy should be fucking fired, man. Like, how is this legal? I just don't fucking get
it. There is quite literally no law saying Congress can't invest in companies that they're fucking overseeing, even on a specialized committee. They can still do it. There's still no law to this day that says no to that.
God, this is what drives you to drinking in pills every day, is this fucking shit. I mean, just reading.
I don't know. I was drinking
day.
And taking pills when things were going well. Now I'm trying to stay alert.
Now it's fighting off depression. That's the difference, I think. Where before you were doing, oh, hey, happy times. Maybe some uppers here and there, some blow. And now it's just depressing. I mean, this is fucking depressing. Pull that guy's picture up again, man. Fuck this guy. What's his name? Congressman McCaul? M-C-C-A-U-L?
Yeah, Mike McCaul.
Even that sucks.
And he's the richest guy in Congress, I believe.
Sure is.
I think it's mostly from his wife's... family.
What does she do? Pull up his fucking wife. Fuck this guy. Oh, he's in the Brazos. I was just there. This fucking asshole, dude. Jesus Christ. I bet he's got a hot blonde wife. That's just
she's
my guess.
Clear Channel. She's the daughter.
Yeah,
of the-
yeah.
Shut up.
Yep.
Holy shit. Do you know how much money Clear Channel has?
He went
He
went from a net worth, I think, of $7 million to $190 million or something like that.
By marrying this old head?
$270 million, I think. Yeah.
Zoom in on her. She looks older.
God, she looks like Madonna 30 years from now.
Yeesh. She looks older in the face. Let's see them titties. She got a little lift, but nothing great there. That's a money grab right there. Homeboy's got his fucking dick in every pot of honey in Austin. That's fucked up, man. Now he's trying to get more. Good, man. Good that you can bilk the American people. I said this a few weeks ago. There's this TxDOT bullshit, man. I'm getting closer and closer to wanting to run just to fucking do it at this point. obviously it's going to be after the show and everything else, but man, it's not that hard just to get in there and make honest decisions. It's a fucking yes or a no on this bullshit. They give you a bunch of aids. You can go through the thing and be like, all right, cool, man. Is there funding for Ukraine in here? Fuck off. Because that's what this bill was, by the way. You know this TikTok ban was part of that funding for Ukraine bill? Why? Why was this jammed in there at all? And there was no border security in that fucking thing.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a Republican Speaker of the House, and half of the Republican body voted for all of it.
Sure did.
So there are no more Democrats or Republicans. I think you should go to campaign events and let them know that you know that, right? If you're a voter in Westlake or the areas northeast of Austin where this asshole's district is, go to his event and be like, hey, I know what you're up to, guy. You're a fucking cunt. Fuck you. There's just no more Democrats or Republicans anymore. That's not a paradigm anymore. There's only people who protect federalism and liberty and the republic and their citizens. They're normal people. Like, there's two or three of them. Thomas Massey is one. There's not many.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other people who do what government does, which is extract labor and wealth from the population. And those people are enemies of yours. If you don't know that, it's good to know who your enemy is. I'll say that. Like, if you're in a room and a bunch of people are walking around, it's good to know which one to keep an eye on. Anybody that's asking you for fucking some of your power or some of your money so they can leverage it in the aggregate, that's a person you should be deeply suspicious of.
And with this guy, Bob, does he have kids? Because my guess is that his kids are grown and they're not in high school anymore. Otherwise, he would be the most wildly unpopular man in high school for banning TikTok. This fucking guy.
I think he has some kids. Yeah, I mean,
I'm sure he's got grown kids. We should go find him and whip their ass.
Let's see.
Or follow him on TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, he's got kids listed, but I don't know.
He does. Okay. Is it with that old head, or was that a recent marriage?
They're listed as descendants. It's really page. Bizarre. That's weird as hell, man.
Man, that's weird. I like it though. I would like to list my kids as descendants.
He's got five kids.
Five? Yeah. That's excessive.
His net worth is $294 million.
Fuck you. God, we're in the wrong business, aren't we?
Well, most of that, again, came from his wife.
For sure, but still. I mean, he's still got to bag the daughter of the owner of Clear Channel. Holy shit. That is fucking endless money there. Nuts, dude. Yeah, fuck this guy. Fuck all this shit.
He's also the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee.
Great.
He's the chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Why not?
I'm sorry, not he's not chair of Homeland anymore. Okay. He's still chair of
he's the House Foreign Affairs Committee, yeah.
I'd like to run in that district. I just don't want to live over in Round Rock, you know?
You're not running against a guy that has $290 million of his own.
No, you're not, man. This guy will be there for the rest of his fucking life.
He's self-funded all of his own campaign.
He'll be there the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about is watching this shit, pardon me, up close, is Brandon Herrera. Brandon's not taking any money from anybody.
Mm.
And he's down there. And the rumor is, if you believe in the polls, I don't personally, but that he's ahead. You know, Wheelchair just endorsed fucking Gonzalez.
Yeah, of course.
The guy he's running against?
Wheelchair is a statist.
No shit.
He believes in... And so, by the way, speaking of him, his little bitch-ass criminal fucking attorney general or attorney general and
Paxton?
Lieutenant governor Paxton and Patrick are trying to ban Delta 8 and 9 now. They're trying to ban weed, reban any new weed. It's like, really? That's what you're fucking focused on right now.
This is what I try.
God, what a fucking faggot.
This is what I try to tell people all the time when they're like, Texas should secede. Texas, as soon as that happens, the primary majority party is going to be super far right, very Jesus-y. They're going to be no gambling. No
That's fine.
Weed.
We can fight those wars too, dude.
It's going to be a new civil war.
Absolutely fine with that. Absolutely fine with
no
that.
No gambling.
Because
no
you know
weed,
you know what I'm not afraid of? No people in fucking wheelchairs. Bob, or old fucking Christians. I'm not afraid of those people.
You know, some would say, what is a tank but a wheelchair?
It's true.
Only FDR and FDR American Badass would say something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, dude. Four wheels of death.
And then he would be technically correct. It would be hard to argue with him. But maybe if you made him think for a minute, you could tip his wheelchair over. I think that's a good idea.
Do you know the story of the Delta 8, Delta 9 bomb in Texas?
Then Delta 9 is like, they forgot about it. It's like a loophole.
It is. So I, one of the first meetings that Dan and I took when we moved to Texas was we got invited to this huge Republican thing or whatever. And they were talking about this bill and they were so staunchly against weed or marijuana or anything.
I was high as shit, by the way.
Yeah, he was. It was really high. But I said, well, you got Delta 8 and Delta 9. And they were like, well, it's a different additive or, you know, thing that they're extracting and everything else. And I was like, no, it's still the same. You're still getting fucking high and everything else. They were so straight-laced, Bob, that they didn't know what the extraction of THC was from the thing, and they signed it into law, and none of them had any idea what the fuck they were signing. Now they're trying to go back and be like, oh, it's the same thing, and because there's shops everywhere. Even along 290 here.
Our buddy, the former, the guy who started TFM, that's what his business is now. He sells really good Delta 9 gummies.
And to me, there's not much difference. Like, DietSmoke.com is a fucking shit. Promo code Drinking Bros, double that. Well, actually, not double it, but it's 20% off there. I take one of those, 10 milligrams every night. I love it. If you're going to tell me they're not going to deliver it to my fucking house because of this dick in a wheelchair, I have to run for governor, dude. But I will run in a wheelchair. I'm not going to do that, okay? I'll do it in a wheelchair. Is that cool?
I think it would be really funny.
Yeah, I did too. If that way we're just rolling up against each other, murder ball style.
If you ran for office as a guy in a wheelchair, that'd be pretty funny.
God, it'd be great, wouldn't it? It'd be great. Next up, the pedo was a retired Navy doctor. The man fatally shot by Seattle police officers at the
Tuckwila
Hotel last week was a retired U.S. Navy physician who was tied to an address in Hansville. Kitsap County records show Bruce Koval Menele, 67, was identified Tuesday by the King County Medical Examiner's Office, which determined that he died from multiple gunshot wounds and ruled his death a homicide. Seattle Police Department is the lead agency for the statewide Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Task Force members were conducting a sting operation at the Double Tree Hotel and Tukwila to arrest a suspect who they thought was going to meet two young girls, aged 7 and 11, in a hotel room. But according to an item posted Friday to SPD's online blotter, police also posted video footage from three officers' body-worn cameras of the shooting. A spokesperson for the Naval Station Kitsap said that the service records are not available locally, but one with the Menele's name shows up in its directory, and he does not have any active contact information in the database. U.S. Department of Defense records show Menele served from 86 to 2016, so he did the full fucking... Well, shit, he did 30 years, actually.
Yeah. These child rapists are all throughout the ranks of government and all over society, to be honest. They use their uniforms and their positions to hide in plain sight. And if you've got kids and some adult around them, a teacher or another parent or anybody that they run into on a regular basis, if that person gives you the creeps, that is... nature, it's telling you not to let your children near those people.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this before, but there's that Stanford study from back in the day where 83% of people can identify a gay man just by his face. I'm not saying gay people are all pedophiles or anything, but your brain is really good at finding patterns. And if something gives you the creeps, you should get your stuff, get your kids, and get the fuck out of there and never go back.
Is this the guy right here, Bob?
Yeah.
Ish.
I don't know. He seems pretty cool. He's got one of those shoulder holsters.
Yeah, those come in real handy in the Navy when you're a doctor. Fucking Gaylord.
Oh, fuck. So just a quick refresher for me here. This was the guy who was blown away on Twitter, right? Outside?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we watched this guy get executed.
Because he reached for a gun?
He already had it in his hand, I think.
Yeah.
Or something. It looked like he already had it in his hand. He may have been getting suspicious, but
he was like kind of reaching.
But that's right when they opened the door in the video. He was there to meet a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Yep.
Yeah. So no, nothing of value was lost that day.
Actually, you know where I saw this was a donut operator's feed, actually. Mm-hmm. And couldn't have been more thrilled. Look, it saves time. It saves taxpayers money, all of that shit. And those guys unloaded every last fucking bullet, dude.
I mean,
into this guy.
You know, if you were the first on scene for something that you knew, this is technically a sting. So everybody, there's a lot of people on scene already. You're the guy that's there, one of the guys that's there, and you know for a fact this dude has been. He's coming to have sex with an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Yeah,
man, that must have felt good.
Sure.
To be honest, like I got to be honest. Opening the door and seeing him reaching into his jacket like that, I would have been so fucking hard. I would have been real hard, man.
Here it is right here. Are we allowed to show this?
No, we can't show him getting clipped.
Don't show him getting clipped.
But one cop pushes the weapon into his chest.
Yep.
Basically so he can't fire, and another cop comes up and contact shoots him until he falls down, and then they just fucking unload that piece of shit.
Unloading this guy. Whoever those police officers are, they're the drinking bros of the week for me. But for this fucking dude... I mean, he pulls out his gun pretty quickly. It's almost like he was expecting it.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
That I mean, he was suiciding by cop once he realized everything was fishy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't usually meet a 7 and 11-year-old at a DoubleTree hotel, I think.
Not usually.
Like, who paid for the room, you know?
Exactly, yeah. How do they get in?
He's not a dumb man. He's a doctor. He's a physician. He knew that something was wrong. His brain was telling him something was wrong, just like yours should be telling you something wrong when you see him. Pull up his face again. Pedophile.
Yeah, pedophile.
Now he's a dead pedophile, which is the only one, the only way to really do it.
Whenever you're dyeing your hair on a bozo ring like that, like, man, it's you're already bald at that point. Like, who gives a fuck? You know, just shave it all the way. Just go Agassi with it. So, yeah, that should have been your first tip right there. Glad he's dead. And no RIP out of me today. Fuck this guy. But that, what a wild story, man. Next up, Kevin Spacey's got a new doc coming out. Ain't going to be great. I've not seen this. I was traveling yesterday, so I didn't get to see it. But a documentary about Kevin Spacey that was first announced prior to him being acquitted of multiple sexual offenses in the UK last year is now complete, with Variety able to reveal details and a first look trailer. Do we have the trailer?
Yeah, it's in here.
We're on Patreon. Can we show it? Fuck it. I haven't seen it. I'd like to see it.
Well, before we play it, let's go through this story.
Sure. So release dates and multi-territory deal include the U.S. with Warner Brothers Discovery. I believe that HBO Max bought the rights to it, and they're going to air it as well. The two-part series called Spacey Unmasked was first commissioned by Channel 4 in 2022. And is now due to air on May 6th and 7th in the UK. Features interviews with multiple men unconnected to the UK trial, speaking for the first time about their experiences with Spacey. Air dates for the US and other territories have not been confirmed. On my end, Hollywood-wise, I heard it's the end of May, actually, for HBO. So look for it roughly 3 weeks after this release. I'm sure they got first rights to it first. As per the description... Spacey Unmasked is a forensic look at a man who was once one of the most admired and respected actors in the world. Featuring never-seen-before interviews and archives, the series examines his life from childhood to early success on Broadway and subsequent meteoric rise to stardom. Kevin Spacey's spectacular fall from grace came amid allegations of inappropriate sexual behavior. It adds, in 2023, Spacey was acquitted of all sexual offenses against four men in a UK trial. This two-part series will investigate Spacey's conduct and talks to multiple men unconnected to that case about their experiences with Kevin Spacey, almost all of whom who have never spoken before. Here's where shit gets wild to me. Seen him out in Hollywood a million times. Always roughly with fucking 15 to 20 younger dudes. Very fucking iffy of whether or not they were 18 or not. And I think if they did their job correctly in this documentary, you could have interviews from 100 fucking dudes on this guy, man. I mean, it's going to be endless about him. I've not seen this trailer, again, because I was traveling yesterday. So I'm curious as to how deep it goes. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't. But Spacey's, he put out a statement.
About, oh, he did? What did he say?
He said, "I'm honored to be starring in my first film with Warner Brothers in many years. I hope the Academy takes note of some of the great acting by the lesser-known cast."
Shut the fuck up. It's really funny. God damn it. I didn't want to say it. It was awesomely hilarious.
I think he might be innocent.
You know, let's show the trailer, then I'll tell you what my thoughts are. Go ahead, because I don't want to dig a grave for myself here. Go ahead.
This wasn't just some guy. This was Kevin freaking Spacey.
I knew I was in a sell your soul situation.
Is Hollywood being too quick to judge?
Everybody coming out and talking about their lives, it's not something I'm interested in doing.
Men go on the record about their experiences with the acclaimed actor. Spacey Unmasked on Channel 4. Starts Monday at 9.
A British accent will always get me in these goddamn things. All right. So with him, he wasn't convicted of any of this shit. Hollywood
not,
wise.
Not only was he not convicted, he was acquitted of everything. Now people kept dying.
They did.
But that accident. Was after
on accident.
The acquittals or dropping charges, right?
On accident.
They only died later. So
natural causes.
Yeah.
One was a car crash. What was the other one? A heart attack.
It was a natural car crash.
Yeah, sure was.
Big natural.
So with him, nobody could ever, in Hollywood at least, nobody could ever pop him with anybody under 18 who wasn't consenting. And the one that went the furthest here, Bob, I don't know if you have footage of it or the kid's name. Remember the kid who was at like a Massachusetts bar? His mom was like a news reporter or whatever, and they sued Spacey for sexual assault at a bar. Turned out the kid had left his fucking WhatsApp on or whatever it's called. And ended up recording the entire thing. And he was making out with Kevin Spacey for 48 fucking minutes at this bar. And he was over the age of 18 at that point.
Yeah, he was 19.
So yeah. I don't know the real answer with this fucking guy, to be honest with you. Did he always seem like a kind of, you know, a creepy little dirtbag? Sure. But I have no idea who was trying to hang out with him for being famous and who he was actually, you know, trying to fucking abuse. Because he wasn't convicted of any of this shit. And in the age of Me Too, everyone else got convicted. Except for this guy. So,
well,
I
not
don't
everyone.
Know.
Not everyone.
Who?
There's one that I guess just is going to never, no one's ever going to say anything.
Who?
Wilmer.
Valderrama?
Yeah.
Wait, who'd he rape?
Well,
he didn't rape anyone, but
she was 17, right?
Dude, he banged multiple underage Disney stars.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato, Lindsay Lohan. I think there was another one. He was absolutely
it was right around that 17, 18 range for him. Like, it was close. Actually, she wrote a song, Bob. Do you remember that? Yeah. It was a big song. I think it ended up being number one. It came out, we did an RPR a couple years ago, maybe. What isn't it called? Like 1738 or something like that? Or no, that's Fetty Wap. 1738. Hey. No, but it's something like that. If you look it up, look up Demi Lovato's song to Wilmer. But yeah, there was a lot of questions there. There was definitely a lot of questions there. Same with Spacey. Spacey
it's
never got
29.
What is it called?
29.
29.
Because that's how old he was.
And she was 17?
Something like that.
Yeah. So, a lot of questions, but thus far, you know, he hasn't gone down with it. This response is really fucking funny, by the way. God damn
yeah,
it, man.
I like it. I mean, it's that makes me think he's innocent, probably. Nobody would be that cavalier unless they knew they could get away with whatever they're doing, or they've already gotten away with it, or they're innocent.
Well, did you watch the one that's out now that everybody won't shut the fuck up about, All Quiet on Set?
No, I mean, I got to be honest. I don't give a fuck about any of this.
Him fucking kids, or
he never did, apparently.
Well, I mean, who knows, right?
Well, here's what I'm not gonna do. I'm not gonna fucking agree with the documentary over the produced by Warner Brothers, by the way, over the courts, the four different times he's been acquitted.
Are you talking about Dan Schneider?
Yes.
Dan Schneider wasn't the one that Dan Schneider was just an asshole, apparently. It was the other guy, the dialogue coach, that was the actual like molester.
It was. And he was. So we finished it. My wife and I finished it. And when I was watching it, it was strange because he was the big guy that they were trying to set up. And then there was some weird jokes and shit in there, but they never got him on anything. The other guy was actually fucking people and, you know, molested, who was on the show? Josh Peck. Drake and Josh. He molested Drake.
Mm.
Over and over and over again. And only Josh got like 4 years in prison.
That's why Josh has body dysphoria now.
Maybe.
Like that's, I mean, but to be honest, Drake got raped so Josh could get in shape. Right? If you think about the downstream effects of some of these things,
yeah,
there's always a silver lining is what I'm saying.
Sure.
So if you've got a, like, you know, I don't know, that bad stuff happens in life sometimes. You just got to fucking, you have to find a positive in it. Like when your child gets cancer, for example.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to get that internet clout.
Yeah. Right.
I
right,
guess.
Right. But with this, my point is, unless they have something in this, like All Quiet on Set did. Because the All Quiet on Set thing, same thing. It was like 4 or 5 episodes, and they didn't tell you until like the 4th episode. We were like, oh, goddamn, now this is dark. But before that, you were like, eh, the guy's an asshole, whatever. This is a 2-part special. So unless there's people who are like, hey, dude, I got fucking raped by him and blah, blah, blah. Hey, what do you say? You know? What else is there to say about this guy, I guess? I've always predicted that he would have a comeback at some point. We'll see.
He's going to come on somebody's back.
Sure is, dude. Sure. Right on the small of their back. But we'll see how this shakes out. I do want to see the documentary, though, by the way. I will watch it. Next up, got a virtual AI priest. An AI priest was defrocked. It's my favorite term, by the way. Defrocked. Just days after its inception, after the chatbot repeatedly claimed to users that it was a real member of the clergy and performed sacraments. Father Justin is a handsome, gray-bearded, 3D animated parish priest in a cassock intended to answer users' questions about Catholicism.
Tell me more.
Exactly. Do we have a pic of this fucking dude? I want
to
see it.
The AI chatbot started sending fucking nudes to the kids, probably.
Did it really?
No, it didn't.
Oh, that would have been great.
No, it was worse.
Is this the fucking... Wow, dude. We knew this was coming. Look at that. Dude.
It's not even
sit
good.
On his lap.
It's not even good AI.
It's terrible.
The Catholic
AI.
Church is fucking rich.
This looks like an avatar.
Because we don't splurge on, you know, yeah. AI. This gets the job done.
It sure does, you know. You gotta fuck kids. You gotta fuck kids. It was launched by the San Diego based Christian group Catholic Answers on Monday as an interactive educational tool. But the AI insisted it was a real priest living in Assisi, Italy. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Probably not.
No, you are. St. Francis of Assisi.
Okay.
Assisi. I've heard of it both ways.
According to tech website Futurism, in a screenshot of an exchange with the AI that one woman posted online, the computer priest even appeared to take a woman's confession. And then gave her penance and absolved her of her sins. Go in peace, my child, and sin no more. Father Justin concludes their interaction. The self-proclaimed real priest also took a hard Catholic stance on sexual issues, according to its interactions with Futurism.
Yeah, it said the Catholic Church teaches that masturbation is a grave moral disorder.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Is that true, Bob?
Look.
Are you not supposed to pound it or what?
You're supposed to go to confession.
And not jerk it.
What am I supposed to talk about if I'm not a confessional? What's wild, though, is when you get in that confessional and then you got to start confessing about things you're thinking in the confessional. That's when shit gets crazy.
Man, what are you thinking about, man?
So, thought crime.
Pounding off.
Yeah. Nice. Father Justin told another user they could baptize their baby in Gatorade.
Come on, dude.
So I'm not sure what the fuck's going on. Maybe Michael Jordan's involved somehow.
Electrolytes.
after several concerning interactions of the AI taking on the identity of an actual authoritative priest, president of Catholic Answers, Christopher Check, announced Wednesday that Father Justin will no longer be a member of the clergy, but instead just Justin. So he's still available.
Okay.
I guess.
Good. Good for him.
We chose the character to convey a quality of knowledge and authority and also a sign of the respect that all of us at Catholic Answers hold for the clergy. Many people, however, have voiced concerns over this choice. He added they didn't anticipate users would seek absolution from a computer graphic.
Huh.
That's a soft way of calling them fucking retarded.
Yeah.
To be honest. I mean, that's kind of how I read that.
This is weird, man. So now, this is where we are, though.
So now the website's rebranded the AI as Virtual Apologist Justin. Apologist is somebody who defends a religion.
Okay.
AI theologian comes with a disclaimer saying that the AI is strictly for educational services and, quote, not a replacement for real human interaction.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all dumb enough, you know.
Prove that the Holy Spirit didn't get inside the AI.
Exactly.
Prove that the Holy Spirit exists.
And let's see the... I want to see the women here that are talking to this fucking AI guy.
Here's how we do this. If you can prove your God is real, then you get tax-deductible status.
I would like that.
Until then, pay your fucking taxes.
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
Yeah.
God damn it. Nobody cares what you believe. Just stop fucking using it to get away with shit. Speaking of not getting away with shit, by the way, Bob, did you find that thing on UCLA's campus?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What is this? So what's going on here?
Two things happened over the weekend. Super fucking funny. The first one is cops basically deputized a frat at Arizona State to rip down all the fucking Hamas bullshit that was
going
on
there.
Shut
the fuck up.
Yeah, they were just like throwing it all in the garbage.
What fraternity do we know?
I don't know. I've been trying to find out. So if anybody out there knows what fraternity it was at Arizona State that did this, let us know. We will send them fucking booze.
Yeah, we'll send you hard ass.
Because that's really funny. Yeah, the other thing, so this is what I'm talking about right here.
This is great pledge activity.
Well, yeah, what is this? What are we watching?
This is Arizona State frat members tearing down all the stupid Hamas bullshit on their campus and throwing it into the back of a dumpster.
Oh, that's great.
Stop throwing away my Hamas flag, that green one. That's a Hamas flag, by the way. We are being forced off campus. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
You stupid bitch.
You should be forced out of this country, too.
Yeah, forced through a small hole.
Yep.
Spaghettified. Now the other one, and I think this may have happened today.
Yeah.
On UCLA's campus, some organization or another, I don't know if they got a permit for this or whatever, but they must have. They have barriers, gated barriers around this big plot of grass, and they have a projection screen and a bunch of big ass speakers right next to where the fucking pro-Palestine demonstrations are going on, and they're just playing looped footage of the October 7th terrorist attacks.
No fucking way.
That is fucking funny, dude.
Play this?
Yeah, it's all like the body cam footage.
Oh, the one that, yeah, Gal Gadot had access to this. I know what you're talking about. Look at how many people I kill with your own hands. Your son killed Jews. Holy fucking shit, dude. This is fucking genius, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this immediately shuts down the conversation.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It also shuts down, like, who are we to tell another country how to respond to a terrorist attack? Like, fuck off.
Well, I mean, we're giving them a bunch of free shit.
Well,
the point that's being made on a lot of campuses, and I don't necessarily disagree with it, is that the endowment fund, most of those endowment funds invest in Raytheon and General Dynamics and Boeing and mm-hmm. Lockheed and so on. So the students protesting, this is not everywhere, but in a lot of the schools I've seen, the protests are effectively, we want you to divest from those investments and then we'll go away. That's not, frankly, not an unreasonable ask to make, even though it's a private, in some cases, private institutions, the Ivy League ones are. For public institutions to have their investments or their endowments invested in the military industrial complex is particularly concerning. And I don't think that's something that people in this audience would necessarily disagree with, right? All I'm saying is listen to somebody when they're talking. When you figure out they're an idiot, fucking turn it off, right?
Right.
But listen for a little bit and see if something they said makes sense.
Yeah, because for me, like, I'm with you. Like, I don't want to be funding this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm not, like, there are two things. I don't want to be funding any of this shit as an American taxpayer. That's the first and foremost. Secondly, I don't, if we weren't funding this and all this other shit, I don't want to tell another country how to respond to a terrorist attack that happen in their own country, because we certainly wouldn't to any fucking country that did that to us. So,
I mean, I've been in war. I'm going to be critical of bad strategy and shit, but.
Well, no, you will be, but look, let's take, ours that went for fucking 20 years there. Nobody said shit to us around the nation. I mean, around the world.
Not at first, but between deploying in Afghanistan and Iraq, there was a lot said. Like, all of Europe was, other than Tony Blair, was trying to stop us from going into Iraq. And think about the downstream effects. I mean, we destabilized that region, and now half of Europe is fucking Muslim. So that probably didn't work out.
No, it wasn't great.
As a matter of fact, I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, that the I think I talked about it on Citizen. So the basically the Prime Minister of Scotland resigned today. Because he's just been horrible. Super woke, crazy bullshit.
Oh, he did resign? I didn't hear this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. He's their first minister. His name is Humza Yousaf.
Okay.
He was the president, prime minister, whatever, of Scotland.
You're kidding. And he was just some fucking Muslim dude?
Yeah.
That's weird, man.
So...
There's a Muslim mayor in London.
Yeah. I've asked this question from multiple people, and it's somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but I'm kind of serious about it, too. When is Somalia or Qatar or Egypt or Gaza going to have a president or prime minister or mayor or whatever named, I don't know, like John Smith?
Yeah, just a good old honky from America.
Yeah, when's that? You guys
think
that's going to happen?
They did have governors. Not from there for a long time.
Yeah, how long ago was that?
About 100 years. 50 years. Actually, 50 years for lot of it.
For who?
For the Middle East? Well, 70 years, I guess. I'm constantly stuck in the 90s. But yeah, in the 20th century. Within living memory.
King of Jordan is half British, right?
I don't know about that. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, Bob, we should probably have it all then, you know? That's the only way it seems to work over there. And with this...
It wasn't great over there then.
It's never great. The whole fucking area sucks dick. The whole goddamn
Middle
East.
It's been about 1,000 years.
Yes. More. Was it ever fucking great?
No.
Yeah, no. The Golden Age of Islam, that was the most scientifically advanced, literate area of the world at the time. And then the Mongolians were like, that looks nice. Yeah.
Let's burn it down.
Gross. Yeah. Gross. But I want to ask you about this because everybody keeps saying that there is an actual hope. For a peace treaty over in Gaza, and in particular, there's pressure on the presidents of Israel to get this done. What do you think is going to happen there?
There's no pressure on him. As a matter of fact, the longer he keeps this going, the longer he stays out of prison, frankly. Now, the ICC, the International Criminal Court, is talking about putting out an arrest warrant for some of his people or something.
Yeah, and allegedly there was a phone call with Biden, right?
Yeah. Honestly, there's still... there's so many hoaxes on both sides of this thing. Like, all the baby stuff that got talked about, nobody ever proved any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but nobody ever proved it. On the other side... The bombing of the hospital was not real. And then the mass grave at that hospital, also not real, right? So from the Hamas side, it's total bullshit as well. But so it's hard. The reason I said that is it's hard to know exactly what the details of this case are without being directly involved in it. Even if you are directly involved and you're an IDF person, I'm not sure you know really what's going on because your country is just as full of shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But if... a terror organization that is in my battle space has some of my people, has fucking a couple dozen hostages still, I fucking kill everybody.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing about war. I mean, it sucks. But once you get into it, you got to fucking win. Mm-hmm. There's no option at that point. I think some of the bombing in the beginning part was kind of reckless, to be honest. But I think... Israel's prosecuted this war pretty well so far. I don't know why they haven't managed to, in this small space, find those hostages.
That's what I don't understand either.
I mean, I feel like at least locating them would probably be something they were capable of, frankly.
And because they're releasing videos. So a video got released 4 days ago about the kid who got his hand blown off.
Yeah, but that's, you know, to be honest, that's not been a very reliable source of intelligence for us over the years. Because typically what they'll do to avoid identifying metadata is they'll record it right before they leave a place. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have somebody wait a week and then hand deliver it to a news agency. So there's no transmission data. All the metadata is either stripped or it's fucking old or whatever. Historically speaking, from the intelligence community side, that hasn't been like we haven't clipped a lot of dudes that were like put out a fucking video and are like, oh, look, here's geolocations right here. It's mostly been phones or later in the war on terror, human intelligence.
Okay.
Like people saying, hey, homeboy's over there. Or you identify three or four people in their circle, you compromise them, like get their phone information, you can ping it, you see them all in one place, boom, bomb, right? Mm-hmm. That's more likely than getting identified from a video.
Now's the point in the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. You can submit at drinkingbros.com while you're over there. Peruse that catalog there. Mentioned on sports earlier, we're signing with University of Michigan. On drinkingbros.com, Bob, if you can pull it up, we just got the new Michigan gear in there, as well as Illinois there. These are my faves, dude. I just took it from that on that fucking trip. But it fucking rocks, man. It's 3-in-1, so you could either put a 12-ounce beer or hard AF seltzer in there. You could also keep the lid on it. Boom, there they are. Pop up the Michigan one real quick.
Shit. Hell yeah. About time we started selling some Michigan merch.
There you go. Boom, dude. So the Hard AF Michigan 4-in-1 tumbler. So the 4-in-1, you can put a 12-ounce in there. Good to go. You can pour it in there over ice. That'll keep it cold all day. Keep pop the top on if you want. Or it can just act as a koozie as well for the fourth elements. So those University of Michigan ones are up now. What's the other one? University of Illinois. I believe he just put that up as well. Bang, bang. Got the Illinois one up there. The Illini Orange is for sale as well. College football can't get here fast enough. Tons of new merch. Tons of new everything on drinkingbros.com. And again, if you can't come into the studio and we can see your lovely faces and give out Drinking Bro of the Week, you can submit there and it'll come in live to our inbox. Just click on the Drinking Bro of the Week submission form. But we do have someone here today. The Assassin. Dude, how many hard AFs have you had today?
Just give me my seventh.
Seventh?
Yeah.
No way, dude. You've just been quietly putting them down over the last few shows here.
I'm an alcoholic, so it's not that bad.
Yeah. 8%, dude. You're doing
good.
I'm
not going to lie. I feel like a midget. My feet, it's not even touching the ground.
Yeah, you are small. You're Mexican, right?
Yeah.
Are you Mexican?
Yeah.
Proud of you.
American. Same thing.
Are you?
Same.
Did you come in illegally?
No, I was born here.
Were you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for you, dude.
Living born in San Antonio. I know you don't like San Antonio.
San Antoine. It's where a weird fucking city, man. I mean, look, I was in Houston yesterday. Not a big fan of Houston either. San Antonio, not a big fan. Austin's fine. Dallas is fine. But it's a weird architecture and like faded paint that's in Houston. It's not even that.
I mean, like, it's kind of like all over the place or whatever, but like, I mean, it's fun to live with and stuff like that, because I've been born there and I'm like, I don't mind it there. Like, sure. I would never move out of there just because my whole family and everything like that. But bad drivers.
Yeah,
the terrible. Worst fucking drivers ever.
Terrible. Yeah. How many family members you got? 60, 70?
Oh, bro. I don't even know. I could say that, but like, there's other ones like I wouldn't even know. It's like,
yeah,
it's a lot.
Until you get to the Dia de los Muertos parade, you'll never know. And you're like, oh, shit, nice to meet you.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get
there's it. Just a way to me. That's all I can say.
Tell everybody your name.
Jorge, obviously. The main. The main.
You son of a
Jorge
bitch.
Jorge, but Jorge, yeah. What the funny thing about that is, too, like, I'm the junior, Jorge. And like, between me and my dad, but like, my cousin, yeah, his father's like, between them, they have Jorge the third.
Holy shit.
Too, yeah, like, I don't know why they would stick with that. Like, I mean, there's already too many Jorges and stuff like that out there for them to say, you know, like, oh, I'm going to name my son. Okay, that's one thing, but like, you know, I'm going to do it another one. And then my Jorge's son. Jorge.
And they don't go Jorge the Trace, huh?
No.
Interesting.
You think it would be like the third power and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But no, that's what it is.
Cubed. Is it cubed or? Yeah, it's cubed. It's cute.
Or whatever. I don't know. I don't know math.
Who do you want to give Drinking Bro of the Week to?
Well, I mean, obviously it's going to be my parents because, like, you know, they were both hardworking people and stuff like that. So they kind of would, you know, raise me like that. So mainly going to be for them.
Awesome.
Stuff like that. But also my cousins, because, like, I grew up with them and stuff like too many. So I'm not even naming them a number, but, like, we all grew up together and stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, just basically kind of help, you know, raise each other to another level and stuff like that. So it's definitely going to be my cousins for sure.
That's awesome. Are your parents still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Raised in San Antonio. So, like I said, they're hardworking people and stuff like that. So they raised me to be the best I can be and stuff like that. But it's just awesome to be here.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Well, cheers. Thanks for coming in, man. How long have you been listening to the show?
I don't even know how long. Honestly, because I would say I listened to a certain amount, but, like, even then, I backlogged that stuff to the very beginning.
Really?
And I went from there, because I listen to it when I work.
Yeah.
So I just had my headphones on, work all the time and stuff like that. So I don't even know. It was far back when I listened to y'all, but then even then, like, since I kind of ran out to current, so I was like, you know, I backlogged to the very beginning.
Yeah.
It just went off from there, and then just for fucking everything.
Well, awesome, man. Hey, we appreciate your support, and we definitely appreciate you being here today.
No, thank you. I will say, man, you're, like, tall as hell.
No.
Because, like, I just listened to y'all with Reed Reyes.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I just sat down, and I saw you walk past me, and I was like, dude, this motherfucker's like the Afghan giant.
It's crazy. You
were just talking about.
Dude, it's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah. But I am.
And I just got back from the gym, too, so I'm fucking jacked shit. Yeah, dude, it's weird, man.
It is what it is.
When I walk in, there's a definite presence about me, and it's very
committed. You're so close to being Dave Bautista right there. You're just so
very committed. Yeah, yeah. I feel we're you know, the same, me and him, so big fan.
You're real close there.
Big fan.
If it wasn't for the tattoos, you'd basically be him.
I got a few. Not as many as him, shit. Appreciate you being here, kids. Thank you again for being on the show. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. Walk away at that point. It's still all the advertisers can fuck about, too. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.